The Marlins are playing as the home team against the Brewers in Milwaukee. This series moved to Miller Park due to Hurricane Irma. But in the top of the second inning, Stephen Vogt looks quite at home.
Here's the 2-2, and the ball walloped in the air to right center. Going back, Stanton, he's at the wall, leaping at the wall, and that one is gone. Into right center, a two-run home run for Stephen Vogt, his sixth home run of the season, and an early 2-0 lead for the Brewers. Leading away at third, Miguel Rojas gets a look. Here's the pitch. D swings, and he hits a looper out into left center, and that ball is going to be caught by Eric Sogard. What a terrific play with his back to the infield, racing back, stuck the glove out and lunged and made the catch and wound up taking a belly flop right onto the grass.
With Manny Pena out on deck, there's a drive deep right field toward the corner, Stanton back, and Eric Thames has hit his 31st of the season to give the Brewers a 3-2 lead in the eighth. He was the talk of Major League Baseball in April, and he's come up big here in September. A long ball to snap this tie. 2-1 to Walker is hammered deep right center. Yelich racing back at the wall. It's a grand slam. It's a 5-run eighth and a 7-2 Brewers lead. On and off the field of having that kind of success. Santana blasts one way out of here. Left center field, a 3-run shot. And it's 10-2 Brewers. As it spirals out of control for the Marlins.
And the Brewers beat the Marlins by a final of 10-2. Milwaukee has now won 6 of 7. The Brewers get 7 scoreless innings from the bullpen on Friday because Jeremy Jeffress went just 2 frames in his first major league start. Eric Thames has now homered in 3 straight games. Marlins manager Don Mattingly was ejected during that 8-run eighth inning for Milwaukee. Miami has now lost 5 straight and 15 of 17.
Yeah, actually, really, you know, a good game to get up on us. A couple runs early, we bounce back and get it, you know, get back to even, and then, you know, guys threw the ball well. It was good to see, you know, Harlan got some big outs, Steck got in a little trouble, got some big outs, and then we just had trouble there in the eighth getting out of that.
What was the beef in the eighth for the lineup? That was a double switch, or
no? They signaled double. The umpire told us double, so I just think there was some confusion on. It's confusion.
He signaled double, but it was a straight up.
Yeah, he told us double.
Did he acknowledge that later, or did he?
I really don't want to get into it. It, you know, he said on his card he had it straight, but he did give us the double, and I know he signaled upstairs too. I seen it, and then we did it again in the next inning too, the wrong one. So it was just confusion. I don't want to get into it. I mean, I don't think it. I think Craig wanted. Obviously, he wanted Pena, according to the umpire, he wanted him there in the 7. It, you know, at that point, it doesn't change anything. Obviously, it changes if if he hits out of turn, you know, what they signal. But, you know, I think at that point it's, you know, I believe that, you know, that he wanted him there and that, and he said on his card that that's where he had him. He just signaled wrong. So he made a mistake. So, I mean, at that point, you know, it doesn't change it. Obviously, if it's the other way, it does change it.
The Marlins will call Miller Park home once again on Saturday. Adam Conley will make the start.